All right, it's Josh Culler here, host of the REI Marketing Weekly, and man, am I excited to announce to you guys a brand new book that is actually coming out very soon. It is available for pre-order right now. It's called the REI Marketing Book. It is literally just a collaboration full of nuggets from 50 of the top real estate investors in the country. It is 100% geared towards helping you with your marketing and your real estate investing business. And how do you get a hold of it? Well, you can simply go to reimarketingbook.com to get a hold of that. Right now, it is available for pre-order and should be published within the next couple of months. So make sure you go grab your copy. We've spent a lot of man hours putting this book together for you guys that is just jam-packed full of nuggets and bits of information about how these guys run their marketing in the real estate investing business. So make sure not to miss out on that. Now let's go ahead and jump into the REI Marketing Weekly for the Who's Crushing It segment. Make sure to take notes and let's make it happen. Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And I am like, so normally I always say like, I'm excited to have a certain guest on the show because, you know, we're friends with everybody. I love everybody that we've had on the show. Basically everybody that I've had on this podcast, I'm friends with in some way, shape or form. But this one's a little bit different in regards to Dave Richter and I actually went to high school together. And we also worked in the same wholesaling operation for, I don't know what, 3 or 4 years or something like that. So Dave and I are pretty close friends. And obviously like we're doing Dave's content and Dave's doing our Profit First implementation and managing all of our finances and everything. And man, has it been a game changer for us. Like it's absolutely incredible. But Dave specializes in Profit First for real estate investors. I'll allow him to talk about that here in just a second. But I'm excited to have Dave on the show. Today, we're going to be talking about how to use money. And Dave might be able to frame this up a little bit better than I can. But basically, making sure that the budgeting that you're doing for your marketing makes sense and like you're not spending money on unnecessary areas. And if you need to pour more fuel on the fire over here, that you're doing that. So Dave's going to talk a little bit about how to, you know, organize all that, build the foundations for what you need to know when it comes to the finances of your marketing. This is an aspect of marketing that we have not had anybody talk about on this show, but is extremely important. You know, we've had people kind of skim over some things here and there. I remember Mike Cambright kind of talked about budgeting just a little bit, but that wasn't the actual topic that we were talking about. So we're going to go deep into this. So I'm really excited about this because I think that this is something that many, many people desperately need to be able to understand because, you know, really, and if you don't boil it down, like wholesaling, especially all it is sales and marketing. There's not really many operations, if there is operations at all. If you look at any other form of real estate investing, you have to market in some way, shape or form. And if you're in business at all, you've got to know how to market, but the finances of the marketing side is normally where people don't get it right. So Dave, man, it's good to have you on the show. I'm excited to have you on here.
That's great to be on. Thanks, Josh. Excited to share some tidbits here.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dave, for the people that don't know who you are, I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself. At the end, I'm going to have you kind of restate some things where people can connect with you and sure. You know, follow your content that, you know, we're putting out for you and whatnot. But give us some insight, like who you are, what you do, a little bit about Profit First for REI and what you got going on right now.
So David Richter and worked with Josh for years. I, like you said at the beginning, where that was really where I cut my teeth in real estate, did some of my own deals up there too, had rentals, had some different deals that I did. So that my whole background is real estate investing. And that's why even during that time, I got interested in the financial portion because I saw like what it takes to truly run a small business and what it takes to handle the finances. And it intrigued me. I've always liked the financial aspect. And I then from there moved across the country, just a big life change, moving closer to some family, and was able to help another real estate investor with his numbers, saw that like it's really a needed area inside of the real estate investing community. And so I started the business that I have now, Simple CFO, to implement Profit First for real estate investing and to be kind of the fractional CFO for real estate investors. So that's what I do now. And that was a really high, quick overview of my journey thus far. And I'm actually writing the book Profit First for real estate investing, working with Mike Mikowicz there. I got the license to actually write that book. So if you've never heard of that, I would highly recommend picking up Profit First by Mike Mikowicz, because that's a whole framework and system to be able to manage your cash better. And especially if you're a real estate investor, it gives you a very easy way to look at it.
Yeah. And I want to give one more plug to Dave, because like I said, he's working on our stuff, and man, has it been it's not just like a game changer to the business, but also to my life, because it's been able to take so much stress off of me. And it's been a little bit of a crazy process getting rolling, because we were kind of getting started right when I was literally just blasting off with onboarding clients, and then holidays came around, and then I had a little bit of a kind of a dip in everything that we were doing. And I'm like, dude, we need to get this knocked out. And they've been absolutely incredible with implementing this. And I know they've helped so many real estate investors across the country to get Profit First implemented. Again, if you haven't read Profit First, read that by Mike Michalowicz. I actually just finished Pumpkin Plan, which I can't believe I've never read that book before. It was absolutely incredible. Oh, yeah. One of the best like practical business books I've ever read. Dave recommended that to me when we were going through this time period last month. And so make sure you do connect with Dave. Just absolutely incredible content that he puts out. If you can't afford or pay for a service, consume his free content at least, because it's all really, really good stuff just from a foundational standpoint on the finance side of your business. So let's go ahead and get into it. We've got about 10, 15 minutes that I want to hash this out. So I'm going to let you frame that back up, because you put it a lot better than I did right before we started recording. Oh, so sure. I want you to frame that back up. So let's talk about some of the finances of marketing. What do people need to know and understand about that side of the business?
First of all, most people go in blind. That's what I wanted, you know, when they start marketing, they don't have an actual plan for their marketing, and they don't have data to back it up. When you're first investing, I get it. You know, you don't have the data that's available to you. But if you've been marketing and you've been investing for a while, you have data in front of you. You just might not know how to extract that data to give you the best return. That's what I like to go in and with our company and really see, what are you spending on marketing? And what is truly profitable to you? You know, and a lot of the investors we interact with now at some of these higher level masterminds have gotten to that point to where they're tracking everything. They track every single line item. They track every single thing in marketing. They know their returns. But honestly, you can use like the Profit First system and work backwards. You can actually work backwards and say, okay, this is the profit I made on this deal. Where did it come from? What acquisition source? What selling source? You know, like how did this come from a mailer? Did this come from cold calling? You know, like, and then we work backwards. We say, here's what you made on this property. Here's what you spent on this marketing channel. And this is, you know, how many deals are returned, how many, you know, how much in actual profit it actually returned to you. And then we say, okay, this is like a 1x return. Like for every dollar you spend, you're basically spending a dollar, you know, like you're only getting a dollar back. And then some, it's like there's a 10x return or some of it's sometimes negative return. But if people aren't tracking this, they're not going to be able to know. They're going to light their money on fire over and over and over again, because they think, oh, I just need to keep getting the leads in the door. I just need to keep making the phone ring. And what you have to do is say, well, are these the best leads? And is this the best way to use my money? And then constantly be looking at that month after month to see how are your marketing channels trending? How are you actually doing with those marketing channels? Has something that was working before not working now? It's just the constant analyzation of being that business owner and saying the marketing is the most important part. It really is. Yeah, the marketing and finance go right in hand. You can't have finances to manage if you don't have the leads coming in the door. So that's why I love going backwards and saying, here's the profit you've made. This is where you got those deals from. And okay, you might need to cut some of these off, or you might need to add more fuel to the fire to increase your leads. We had a client yesterday send us a long video and say like, oh, look, you know, with the numbers you put together, I saw that this marketing channel is not working, so I'm going to cut that off. Do you recommend this? And I'm like, well, yeah, it's returning you a negative return on your investment, or like a 1x return. And he had like one that was like a 5x return and one that was like a 9 or 10x return. So it was like a no-brainer, but you have to be able to know those numbers and work backwards to give you the best chance at getting the best return on your dollar that you spent.
Yeah. So question on that then. So what's the best way to go about, without like going too far into the woods, right? Like what's the best way to make sure you have that set up? Like what are some of the numbers, the basic numbers that you need to be tracking? Maybe somebody's never tracked their numbers before, or somebody that's maybe starting to track some things here and there, but maybe they want to go deeper into it. What are some things that you recommend and suggest for that?
Well, first, anytime you spend money, you should be tracking it somewhere. So that's just going to be good business, you know, like just general business, being a good business owner. So when you set up this, you could, if you're just starting out, it could be a spreadsheet. we could be very rudimentary, or it could be somewhere like QuickBooks where you need to categorize every different marketing channel. Is this a postcard? Is this SEO? You know, like, is this PPC? Where, you know, like a website, like whatever it might be that you're, the different channels you're marketing and where it's coming from and what you're spending on those on a monthly basis to know, okay, I'm spending this much on these channels. Then on the other side, when a property physically closes, where did it come from? And being able to then cross-reference to say, I spent $2,000 on, you know, mails this month, and I made, you know, on my mail 10, you know, 10,000, I netted 10,000. So that was a 5X return. So like for that marketing channel. So that's where, like, in QuickBooks, I would recommend breaking out your marketing channels for as a real estate investor. And that's what we do with a lot of people, because some people just have like an advertising and marketing, and Facebook goes in there, PPC, you know, like everything goes into that bucket. But if they actually break it out, you can then take those numbers and plug it in, because we run like what we call like a sales tab, is we take the profit of each property that's sold for the year, and then we say, okay, where did it come from? And then we match it up to that expense. So it's really just saying, taking the numbers from QuickBooks, inputting it next to like what you actually made on the property here, and saying, you know, how many properties did close? What was their profitability? And we do a lot of different numbers then, because that's where, if you have it set up in QuickBooks like that and have a sheet or something that tells you where all your properties came from, or Podio or whatever it might be, where you have all the properties stored that you sold, then it's really just diving into those numbers to say, I spent this much and then I sold this much, and what was my return on that investment? And we go like into acquisition type or acquisition marketing channels. We go into like dispositions too. And we go into like, you know, the different areas that you, the like physical locations, like is a location better? Because then you want to be marketing to the best return on your investment, because you could get a ton of leads and a ton of deals closed. But if like 20, you know, like if 5% of them are in this area and the leads there and the actual like return on investment, the profit was horrible, then maybe you don't need to be in that area anymore. Maybe it's taking you too much manpower or whatnot. It just, numbers give you the true marketing ability to say, this is what I need to be doing, or I need to cut this off. So that was a long-winded answer for, I would use QuickBooks to do the actual tracking of the expenses, and then something like a Google Sheet or stuff to track the, or Podio or whatever CRM you're using, to track where you actually got the profit from the properties, and then you're cross-referencing those numbers.
Yeah, sure. So something that you kind of skimmed over a little bit, maybe we can go into it. I don't know if it's necessary to, but you know, something that we realized too is that you know, if you're gonna run your marketing, it's not just a lot of people just revert it down to like, you know, what did I spend on Facebook ads? What did I spend on PPC? What did I spend on direct mail? You also need to be looking at what you spent on the actual team that's running that as well. So a lot of you have cold callers, a lot of you have, you know, people that run your text messaging and all that stuff. Like, you have to be analyzing that as well. And Dave, is that something where you want to, so say for instance, you hire an agency to run your Facebook ads, and say it costs $1,000, like just for rounding up numbers, it costs $1,000 to run a Facebook ad campaign, plus you're going to run say $10,000 on that campaign. So like you're running $10,000 worth of ads, you're paying the agency $1,000. So it's $11,000 all in. Is that something you want to chunk together, or do you keep those separate? I know that's really granular, but how do you dice that up? Because at the end of the day, a lot of people I'm sure that you've seen have gotten caught too, because they've spent too much on the actual operation of the marketing, not the actual marketing. So what are your thoughts on that?
If it's clean cut like that, like these people are specifically for this marketing, then I would add it into the marketing. Where it gets fun is where you have someone who has different roles on your team, like marketing or like operations and like running, you know, agreements or sending, you know, doing different things. But if it's clear cut, like this is a virtual assistant service that is only doing the cold calling, you know, or like they're doing just the SMS for me, so it's the cost of the SMS and the service to run that, I would definitely do that. You need to use QuickBooks like the CRM for your money. You really need to be categorizing the things that need to be categorized. Like in my mind, there's a chart of accounts for like advertising marketing is the header. And then a sub account would be like SMS, but then you could put underneath there like actual spend, and then another sub account for like the virtual assistants that you're tracking that are just using, you know, the SMS. So that way in total, this is how much in total I spent for SMS, and this is the breakdown. Like the what I actually spent on sending it out and what I spent on the virtual assistant or whoever that was actually operating this function. So that's what I like to tell people, especially in the real estate world, like use QuickBooks like that CRM, because you need it to spit out the certain numbers for you in order to get the numbers you really need to drive your business forward. So set it up like that, categorize it like that. And I love that suggestion, of course, Josh, like you should be breaking it out. Like if something is specifically for this marketing channel, put it there, you know, like put it there in the CRM, your QuickBooks CRM for your money.
Yeah. I've never looked at it that way. That makes a whole lot of sense though, because it's managing all the aspects, not just the number amount of money that's going out, but the actual like, you know, the vendor or whatever that you're using. Yep. That I love that. I love looking at it that way. That's pretty cool. The follow-up
system for your money, you know, like that's really what it is. So.
And it's far more important of a CRM than say like MailChimp or Podio or something, right? So make sure you're keeping up with that. Dave, so we don't have a whole lot more time, but I want to make sure I'm diving into everything that we can in the short amount of time that we have. So what are some best practices or bad practices that you see? Maybe it's good to go bad practices because I'm sure there's a lot of common ones. So what are some things that you can bring across to us that a lot of real estate investors are doing from one standpoint or the other that you're like, hey, this is a very common thing. Make sure you're not doing this or make sure you are doing this.
Well, the big theme from today, don't fly blind like most people do. Most people just light their money on fire and say, because someone said, oh, you should direct mail, you know, you should go get into direct mail or you should get into SMS because it's working for me. And they're in a totally different market, totally different state. And they don't take the time to analyze, will this work for me? Or create a time frame to say, I'm going to spend X amount of dollars here to make sure it works. And I know that I can get a return on investment. And if it doesn't work in this amount of time, or if I don't at least recover my investment by this time or get a 3X return, then that's where a lot of people just say, well, then that's when you get into these situations. People are spending $2,000 a month on mail or $5,000. And then it's 10 months down the road and they've made like one sale from it because they didn't like give it. They didn't give it a cutoff time or whatnot. Or same thing for SMS or phone. Track. People just aren't tracking. If you track your numbers, like you will be one of in the elite of the business owners if you just start tracking what you're doing and then holding yourself accountable to a timeline to establish a return on that marketing dollar that you spent. I'd say that's one of the biggest things I see on the marketing side. People just aren't tracking that or don't have anything set up when we come in and help them with that.
So I got two things off the back of that. Number one, you're absolutely right. The elite real estate investors in the world they're taking the tracking of their numbers as the top priority, period. Like it is the priority that you have to track on a daily basis. You know, we're both in Collective Genius, probably the best mastermind for real estate investors out there, in my opinion. And I've been just blown away by seeing some of these guys that are in there that they show their numbers. And I'm like, oh man, like how'd you get it boiled down that deep? That's insane. And it's no wonder they're one of the top real estate investors in the world. Yep. And so then, you know, that's one of the lessons I've learned is like, make sure that I'm tracking my numbers, which was why like, you know, what was that September or so we were talking and I'm like, I need you guys to come on. Cause this is something where it is just beyond me. It's very hard for me to comprehend, you know, tracking numbers and whatnot. Like I sucked at math in school and all that, but at the same time, I know I value that. And I guess that's a lesson to learn is like, if you value something enough and maybe you don't fully understand it, or you're not at the level of skill that you need, then hire somebody to do it. That's a pro at it. So that's why I brought Dave and his team on. So one thing off the back of that I want to kind of dig into last but not least here is, so in terms of that, how do you kind of balance between, hey, you know, so you got two personalities, right? You have somebody like me that I'd rather, you know, beg for forgiveness and ask for permission. So I'll spend the money and then figure it out along the way, which has gotten me in a lot of trouble. There's pros and cons to both, right? But then you have the other side of the coin where people are like, they're really, really hesitant to jump into anything, right? So how do you how do you skirt that line where you're saying, you know, track the numbers, make sure that you're figuring out what you're going to do before you do it and that kind of thing. How do you track that line for somebody that's like very hesitant to jump into anything and they just get, you know, analysis by paralysis because they're like, oh, $5,000 a month on direct mail. I don't know if I could do that. You know, something like that. I think you're getting the question that I'm going towards. So how do you balance that out for somebody? Like what are some simple practices that they could do?
I would say what I had mentioned before is giving it a clear time frame, because even if you're hesitant to jump into something, if you say, if it doesn't return this amount to me, then I will cut it off. Then this will be a lesson learned rather than like me dragging this out forever. And that's being intentional. So that helps the person who just wants to jump into it and say, you know, like, whatever, you know, like, I'm just going to spend the money because I know it'll be a good investment. Well, that person needs the plan and saying, well, no, I need to sit down and really go into it and say, you know, like, I need to cut it off by a certain date if there's not a return. But it's the same thing with someone who's hesitant. If you're hesitant to spend the money, then say, my plan is to do X amount of dollars on this and see if there's a return by this date. And, you know, then holding yourself to that and then following through and taking action right then once you put that plan in place and stop thinking about it. You know, like now you've held yourself to, you know, making sure that it doesn't cripple you or your company, of course, and giving yourself a good plan to say, no, this is what I'm going to do. And then I'm going to follow through on it. I think it helps on both sides of the equation, but then one has to take the action and one has to take one step back to make that plan just before they go out there and spend all the money, or say, if they did spend the money, now you need to track where it went. And, you know, like if you definitely don't spend it again, if it's not returning you. What you wanted to.
Perfection. Yeah, that's a beautiful answer, because I agree. It works for both sides of that coin. And I think that's something that a lot of people need to be thinking about, like, which one are you? Yep. Still, it doesn't matter. Still implement this exact same plan that you talked about here, because it just doesn't matter. Dave, man, I wish we had more time, but we're going to have to wrap it up. I know you got a call you got to hop off on. I appreciate the time that you have spent here and all the information. Guys, like, go follow Dave on all his social accounts, puts out a lot of incredible content about this stuff. He also has a Facebook group, and then also obviously his services that we'll have him talk about here in just a second, but everything's going to be linked in the description below that we mentioned here. So make sure you do check that out. Dave, what's the best place for somebody to, if they want to learn more about Simple CFO or Profit First for REI, and keep tabs on that, what's the best place to connect with you or learn more about what you got going on?
SimpleCFOSolutions.com would definitely be the best place for if you want to work with Simple CFO or just know about us. We've got the Profit First for Real Estate Investors Facebook group too. I would highly recommend joining there. We've got Profit First, REI.com or .net. They both take you to the same place. And that's where we house our podcast for Profit First for Real Estate Investing. And, you know, just some free information, the book that's coming out this year, that's where it'll launch. And that's where we'll house that type of stuff too.
Absolutely. Guys, make sure you go check all that out. It's tremendous value that Dave has there just on the free side. And then obviously if you hire their team to do this stuff, it's just going to take you to a whole nother level. And this is something that you have to take as a priority. And you know, I'm, you know, practicing what I preach. We've done it too. So Dave, I appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much for hopping on, and I look forward to having you back again soon.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for jumping on and joining us today. If you haven't already, make sure you have subscribed to the show. If you're on Apple Podcasts, now is the time to head over to the homepage of this show. Leave a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. Make sure you have picked up the REI marketing book. Man, I'm excited about this. 200 pages of the top tactics, techniques, and strategies that the top real estate investors in the world are taking in their business. REIMarketingBook.com is in pre-order stage right now, but it's probably going to be launched by the time that you guys go pick it up and hear this episode. I think we've already had 350 pre-orders on this book, which is absolutely nuts. And it's only been on pre-orders for about 5 days. So I'm excited about that. REIMarketingBook.com is where you can go get that. Thank you guys for joining us today, and we'll catch you on the next one. See you later.